News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, there are not enough people using the bike lane going through Fairview and North Strand to remotely justify the money put into them and the disruption caused. So that's the words of David Quinn, columnist with the Sunday Independent, who joins me now along with Green Party councillor Donna Cooney, Deputy Lord Mayor of Dublin. David, you're both very welcome to the programme. Can I come to you first of all, though? We constantly hear that we're too car centric, that cycling and active travel is the best way forward. Surely these cycle lanes, which will help with that, are a good idea.
So, I mean, I should preface my remarks by saying I take the bus into town nearly every time I go in. And then I walk the rest of the way. And if I'm going around the country, I use trains whenever I can. I like using public transport. I can read in public transport. So I'm not particularly a car user. But as I go through Fairview, down the seafront and North Strand each day, I'll be looking out the window, and I just don't see a sufficient number of cyclists to justify the enormous efforts that have been put into these bicycle lanes and the enormous disruption that's been caused. And going through Fairview and North Strand, I mean, like Fairview in particular, and down the seafront and on the Clontarf Road, there's been bicycle lanes of some description for years and years and years. So people have had plenty of time to get accustomed to the idea of bicycle lanes. And I'm just not seeing the transfer taking place from cars into onto bicycles that justifies them.
Let me bring in Donna. Donna, David's more or less saying these are disruptive white elephant. What do you say to that?
Well, not for me. I don't know what way, David is looking at them. But I use them myself daily, maybe a couple of times a day. I see lots of people cycling on them. I see people using all sorts of adapted bicycles that I didn't see before. Cargo bikes, bringing the children to the park, to sports, cargo bikes with dogs in them. I've seen businesses actually sort of start up where they're doing laundry service from home on a cargo bike. I just saw another business in Fairview today. I saw they've just got a new cargo bike as well for delivery. So, I mean, I'm seeing that. I've got the sort of figures in front of me that they actually did a count, and that was in April. So there was even less of it completed then. So at the end of April this year compared to the April last year, it had gone up by 24%.
Is that the usage, Donna, is it?
Yeah, so it had gone up for 24%, and it was at around 2,000, just over 2,200. And that's with only the cycle route into the city. Like, they haven't completed the one out of the city yet. So, you know, obviously people that are nervous about cycling or don't like to cycle in a segregated, safe route are not going to cycle into town when they know they can't get out of the city. Like the Dart, at the Dart station, the bike racks are completely full up because people are obviously cycling along. The Clontarf cycle route is the busiest, and actually we were the second busiest cycle route in the city, and I'd say now we're probably the busiest cycle route in the city. But in terms of the delays and the construction and all the work that's been done, that has been mainly for the replacement of 100-year-old water mains. That's also the major cost, and of course the bus lane, which is dedicated bus lane in and out of the city.
I'm sure
you know David will appreciate as a bus user that the dedicated bus lanes are very much needed.
Let's bring David back in. David, it's gone up by 24% in a year. It's, you know, you have to start somewhere. And it is a kind of a build it and they will come. People won't cycle without the lanes. The lanes have to come first. And even if they're not wedged now, this is a long-term piece of infrastructure.
Well, I mean, they've taken out, so one of the car lanes that went into town, once you come out of Fairview and through North Strand, is gone. So cars can't actually use it anymore. So they're all going through Ballybock instead, which of course increases the number of cars through there, but it's not convenient very much for the locals. But I mean, like, when you're measuring cycle lane use, the main purpose of this is to bring you all the way into town so you can commute and to work by bicycle rather than by car. And I was looking at CSO data, and it was for 2022, which was the census of that year. And it was comparing commuting into work by bicycle compared with 2016. The number hasn't budged. The number of people who commute into work on their bikes is only 3%, and it has not shifted in 6 years. And in fact, the number of people who commute to work by bike has halved since the mid-1980s. So you have this gigantic effort being put into bike lanes, and the number is still at 3%, and has actually dropped since the 1980s. And I was looking at the male-female use of bicycle lanes for commuting, and about 75% of those who use bicycle lanes to go to work are men.
Okay.
So it's heavily skewed and it's used towards men, but it's a very small percentage.
Donna, 3% alone using it, and it hasn't budged after 6 years.
Well, I suppose I'm talking this talk that that's probably figures for the whole of the city, whereas this is a particular busy cycle route. That's why it got priority. But I mean, the figures are going up. The fact that there are less, female cycling is a very reason that we need to have proper, safe, segregated cycleways, because any country that has on par equal 50%, like Copenhagen or Amsterdam, the Netherlands, it's because they have safe segregated routes, and it's usually seen as an indicator that they're safe because women are generally more, and I'm not going to be sort of thing, but generally more risk averse. That's why car insurance has been had been traditionally cheaper as well. So, so that is the very reason, and particularly if people are transporting children, people on adapted bicycles. So I mean, it's a really, really good thing. And as for going through North Strand, that road will be back open. This is due to be completed in September. The road in it through North Strand will be back open to traffic. So it's a bit of there's a bit a lot of myths going on, like almost urban myths that are going on around like social media, where people are saying that road will never be open, we'll never be able to drive back to the city, the bridges are going to be closed. No, they're not. So people will be driving back into the city, and people will be able to take different modes of transport.
Okay.
But the cycling has always been a higher number than the people that actually drive in private cars into the city centre. And I think that's going to increase to an even higher number than that,
It
when this
just,
is completed.
I mean, it just seems to me there's a sort of 63% of people drive to work using cars, and as I say, 3% are using bikes. And I don't see much of a shift in that. I mean, what's happening is going to have no measurable effect whatsoever on carbon emissions.
And that was David Quinn, columnist of Sunday Independent, and Green Party Councillor Donna Cooney, Deputy Lord Mayor of Dublin. Let us know what you think about that, right or wrong. We'd love to hear from you. 087 1400 1 or 6.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.